The Olympic Years, a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1980, Moscow.
I've sent a message today to the United States Olympic Committee spelling out my own position that unless the Soviets withdraw their troops within a month from Afghanistan, that the Olympic Games be moved from Moscow to an alternate site or multiple sites, or postponed or canceled.
4 years after 32 nations walked out of the Montreal Games, twice that many chose to stay away from Moscow in 1980. Unable to persuade the IOC to cancel or move the Summer Games, U.S. President Jimmy Carter persuaded the U.S. Olympic Council to officially withdraw in April. Many Western governments, like West Germany and Japan, followed suit and withheld their athletes. But others, like Britain and France, while supporting the boycott, allowed their Olympic committees to participate if they wished. The boycott was in support of the 1979 Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
In and around the Salang Pass to the west of Kabul, some 8,000 feet up in the Hindu Kush Mountains, key positions are held by Soviet troops with the aid of armoured personnel carriers, self-propelled guns, heavy machine guns, mortars and light tanks. We witnessed no fighting, but saw Soviet helicopters and MiG fighters in the air not far from the town of Bamiyan, which is in the hands of Soviet and Afghan forces, but is surrounded and cut off by Muslim guerrillas.
Despite the withdrawals, the Soviet Union pulled out all the stops to try to make the Games a success. The first Games to be held in a communist country opened in July of that year with 80 nations competing. And with many of the Western countries not taking part, they were, naturally enough, dominated by the USSR and East Germany. They were also plagued by charges of rigged judging and poor sportsmanship by Moscow fans, who, without the Americans around, booed the Poles and the East Germans unmercifully. However, there were still 36 world and 74 Olympic records set in the 2 weeks of competition. In the pool, only one men's world record fell, as Vladimir Selkov won the 1500 to become the first to break the 15-minute mark. In all, Russia and East Germany won 25 of the 31 medals on offer in the pool, with only Sweden, Australia, Hungary and Britain managing to break their stranglehold. The British success came when a bald Duncan Goodhew won the men's 100 metres breaststroke.
Goodhew is now fighting back, and Goodhew has come back marvellously. Goodhew has a fraction of a lead over the two Russians. Goodhew in lane number 4 is going to make the touch. It's a gold medal for Duncan Goodhew.
In track and field in Moscow, Mirit Yifter of Ethiopia, known as Yifter the Shifter, won the 10,000 metres and heaped more misery on Ireland's Eamon Coughlan in the 5,000 metres.
It's going to be between Coughlan and Yifter. 200 metres to go. Yifter's in the lead. Coughlan second. Suleiman Ayanbui is passing Coughlan. The marvellous Yifter. left us in the lead with 100 metres to go. Has Coughlin had it? Can he even hang on for a medal? He's looking behind them. Manika's going to take Coughlin for bronze, I think. But Jifta, the marvellous Mirit Jifta, is the Olympic champion at 5,000 metres. He is one of the greats of all time. Nyambui second, Manika's third, Coughlin is fourth. Disappointment for Coughlin, but in defeat, we've got to be the first people to say congratulations to one of the most wonderful athletes that the Olympic Games of any era has ever seen. And the Olympics has produced some great ones over the years.
The men's 800 and 1500 were perhaps the highlights of the Games, with the battles between Britain's Seb Coe and Steve Ovett. Coe and Ovett were bitter rivals, and Coe went to Moscow as the world record holder in both distances. The 800 was considered to be his best event, but Ovett upstaged his teammate.
And here comes the Russian being roared on by this large crowd. It's Nikolai Kirov in the lead, coming around the last bend. Ovett is closest to him, right on his shoulder and into the finishing straight. It's Kolev being roared on by the huge attendance. Ovett beginning to lengthen his stride, holding his form beautifully, and Olaf. And it looks as if Ovett is going to take it. A gap opening 4 to 5 yards. Here comes Coe running for the silver medal, but there's no catching Steve Ovett, and Ovett wins. Coe is second. Kirov is third.
So a gold medal for Steve Ovett. Coe, however, had his revenge in the 1500 metres when he outran his fellow countryman and Jürgen Straub of East Germany to take the gold medal.
200 metres to go, and it's still the East German Jürgen Straub in the lead. From Sebastian Coe, from Steve Ovett, from Andreas Busse, and the rest really don't count. It as a sprint on. Coe goes, Ovett reacts. Can they take Straub? They can. Coe has passed Straub, and he's going to beat Ovett to it, or is he? Ovett is coming in, and Coe has pulled it off. He has won up at last on Ovett. The German is second, and a disappointing Ovett loses for the first time in 46 races over a mile and 1,500 metres.
To celebrate his independence, Zimbabwe has held a mammoth party, which includes a performance from reggae great Bob Marley.
Voluntarily go over there and willing to play the music for the people and watch the independence take place, you know. That was a great fight.
Is that the first experience like that that you've actually been involved in yourself, of a nation becoming independent?
True, yeah.
Well, what were your feelings about that?
My feeling about it was really nice, you know, and strong for really this so close to watch the whole thing working out, you know.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling.
The country is one of the last to accept an invitation to go to Moscow, and the Zimbabwean ladies hockey team took the invitation to win the gold medal. Given little chance, Zimbabwe won their final pool game 2-0 against the hosts to top the group and win their first gold medal, a mere 6 months after the country had freed itself from British rule. Soviet gymnast Alexander Tityatin became the first athlete to win 8 medals in 1 year. 3 golds, 4 silver and a bronze. And the belle of Montreal, Nadia Comăneci of Romania, returned to win 2 more gold medals. Cuban heavyweight boxer Teofilo Stevenson became the first to win 3 golds in the same weight division. and there was a bronze for Ireland's Huey Russell.
And that's a grandstand finish by the wee redhead. He's boxing for a bronze. At Belfast, man Jim McCourt was the last Irishman to do so in Tokyo 16 years ago. 6 seconds to go. Yo, trying to corner Russell. And there's the hooter. It's all over. A smashing contest at flyweight. It all depends on the judges. Russell has won it. Huey Russell has won the Olympic bronze medal. And a sizable Irish contingent here are not afraid to stand up and show their emotions, and that includes people very near to this commentary position.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It should be too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
In New York, John Lennon has been shot by a lone gunman, Mark Chapman, outside his apartment building.
They got out of the car, out of the limousine, and walked into the archway area of the Dakota. To the right, as you walk in the archway area, is kind of a vestibule, which has a doorway, a glass doorway. This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
Tonight, I found it hard to say. She thought I'd had enough of her.
The Soviet basketball team were expected to take gold in the absence of the USA, but could only manage bronze behind Yugoslavia and Italy. In all, the Soviet Union, with the help of the boycott, topped the medals table, taking 195 in total, 80 of them gold medals. East Germany had 147, 47 gold, and were the only two countries to top the century mark. 36 nations, including Ireland, with the silver and bronze, took at least one medal away from Moscow. The 1980 Olympic Games in Moscow. The time of another boycott, Sebastian Coe and Steve Ovett. Next week, 1984, Los Angeles.